Cut it here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Open that window up to make it bigger. Where you at? 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 Okay. Okay, we're going to go live and see what happens. You can hear me, right? Get ready to hit play so you can play it. Grand Rising, and welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. Okay. Here is not pointing. There you go.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Nyima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Nyima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Asen Masafen. In Ghana, Aswara. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Salbona. In Senegal, in Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio. Network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Great. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. And we're just here to start your week off with the mindfulness stress relief session coming up at 7:15. So if you are headed out and about this morning, you'll miss it because I don't want you meditating in the car. You might get a little bit too relaxed and run into somebody with all the chaos that's already going on the expressway this morning. So if you are at home and in bed, then we don't want you doing it in the car. Let the record show. You crash, not my fault. Anyway, welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is Monday, April 8th already. Oh, my God, I'm so glad. Can you see the sun coming in, baby? You see the sun right there? Oh, yes. Lord, honey, I love the sun. And I hope you do, too. I guess we're all deprived of it because we live here in this cold weather. What can I say? Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day. If today's your birthday, can you hear me now? Yes. You can hear me because I can hear me. And in the news, I'm sure you've heard by now, Karen, a Cook County clerk, made her transition. And we all got to go, yeah. Can't get out of here alive. This is just how it works. So let us keep in her family in prayer. She's gone on. She's now an ancestor. No more pain. Whatever she was going through, they said an undisclosed illness. Whatever it is, she's no longer in pain, and that's all that matters. So prayers for the family of Karen Yarbrough. And if you are listening online, you know today's topic is your child being taught pornography without your permission? Well, we're going to find out. We've got a guest coming on. She's going to tell us all about it. If you're listening online, then call us on the switchboard at 515-605-9325, or you can call on the On Air Everywhere switchboard, which is 727-731-5192, and check us out on all the social media channels, Higher Learning TV Show, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Higher Learning TV Show. Okay. And be sure and like our new pages, facebook.com, Higher Learning TV. So everything, just like us, subscribe us, share us. We thank you. We appreciate that. And remember to set those DVRs for the Higher Learning TV show, which airs Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19 and 24/7 of the World Wide Web as we take a look at worldwide traffic, here in the States anyway, because it is a madhouse outside, as it usually is, as we prepare for your Monday morning traffic. And that is exactly what you would experience when you get out there. And traffic is sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you are a member, if you are an entrepreneur or owner of a business and you need supplies or anything that you need for your home, apartment, building, whatever, You just like you can go to Walmart or Kmart or anywhere else, Costco, you can go to itex.com and get the same thing without paying a whole lot of money because you play with barter dollars. How about that? And it's legal. recognized by the IRS. So you will not be getting in trouble. This is a business. I don't know about business expenses, right? If you don't, you got the wrong accountant. You better come see me. I'm not the accountant, let the record show. I got a great one. All right, just want to share that with you. African weather, a partial solar eclipse. It's going to be in the 60s today. Everybody's talking about the eclipse. Let's get into that a little bit today. Right now, it's 48 degrees outside. It doesn't get any better. Yes, it is getting up to 60, so, but anyway, it's nice outside. No rain until Thursday. Yes. And if you are headed out to on public transportation, Metro and CTA, there are no reported delays, but inbound on the Kennedy, oh, Lord, that's a whole other story. Your usual delays coming from O'Hare is 41 minutes and 29 out. On the Eden, 32 and 22 out. On the Eisenhower, that's another story, 39 minutes in, 24 minutes out. Outbound on the crash, there's a crash near Mannheim Road. Expect delays there. On the Stevenson inbound, 27. At Damon Avenue, there is a motorcycle and a car crash. Well, it's been cleared up by now, but expect delays is 24 minutes outbound. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays, 35th Street to the Loop, it's 19 and 14 out. On the Bishop Ford, there's a backup due to an accident on I-57 earlier. It's 13 minutes in and 12 out. And due Sabal Lakeshore Drive. It is 11 minutes in and 10 minutes out. And that is your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. And if you are an entrepreneur, then you will know that this is the place you need to be to go to get what you need and not shell out some cash. And welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. It is this time of the day that we usually do our Monday Morning Mindfulness meditation. But first, before we do that, I just gotta tell you about the wonderful weekend that I had, beginning with Wednesday at Betty Shabazz International Charter School. We did our last, next to the last training for our children there. And we also just completed training for the CEO superheroes. And Zelda, what is a CEO superhero? It is exactly what you see right there on the screen. These little people, if you go to my site on, not my site, this is Facebook, facebook.com, you'll see the little ones here. They will. Aren't they cute? Now, you see this little girl right here. These two, honey, look forward to seeing them again, because they're going to have their own show. These little girls are grown folks in a blanket. Does that make sense? No, I know it doesn't make sense. These little, Lexi, and I forgot the other little baby's name, they get their own podcast. And as you can see, they helped them. Well, they didn't do their own podcast. They had their own segment. And this is Asada, our wonderful Asada, our host for the Tuesday gathering of the Griots every Tuesday morning. She's explaining to them what it is that they need to do. So I'll turn it up so you can hear it. Okay, so they are part of the CEO superheroes, so you can go back and see that and see all the other wonderful photos and videos that Asada was gracious enough to put on her page. See, that's the CEO Superheroes right there. You see that? That's them. And that's them on the channel. But I wanted to show the post that Asada made. Where you at, Asada? There you go, girl. So if you scroll down, this is the page we're on. We're on, I'm still honoring the memory of an icon and legend. Lugasa Jr. I just thought it was okay to leave him up there for another week because he's made a difference. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't see these little ones here doing what they do. So just want to share that with you. So if you go to Higher Learning TV Show on Facebook and scroll down, you'll see Asada's name right here, Asada Kirkland, and you'll see all the beautiful photos of all the children and everything that they did there. So there's a ton of work there. I had so much fun. I have enjoyed learning. We were teaching them the art of podcasting. And we can teach your organization or school too. And it was just fantastic. Oh, and all the time I'm teaching, I'm learning because these children learn differently. And I thought it was a shame that they did not know how to write. This is another date and time, Zelda. These children are raised differently. So don't trip that they don't know how to write. Nobody's writing anymore. You're the only somebody writing. Yeah, I am the only somebody writing. Okay. I digress. It's just it's wonderful to know that at this age where there's just a ton of wisdom in our repertoire, we still have lots of learning to do. And that's what the children are teaching me, that I have still got lots of learning to do. And it just brings me so much joy. I was like, wow, I never knew I'd have this much fun teaching. Who knew, right? Okay, so I just wanted to show you that. You can go back and see so much more right there on the pages. So just go to Higher Learning TV Show, and I'll scroll down so you can see that. And if I can get rid of that, you can see the page. Okay. Oh, there were the parents. Yeah, they love that. So this is where you're going, Higher Learning TV Show. Just want to share that with you. You be sure and share it too, because somebody somewhere needs to see that. Because people, we run into people all the time that want to have their own podcast, and they're a little afraid, a little timid. Honey, if I can do it, anybody can do it. I was thrown into the arena in radio back in the day when I first started, and at WJPC, I know you don't know about that. John H. Johnson owned that radio station. I was just thrown into it, and I kind of learned. I didn't kind of learn. I did learn, I won't say the hard way, but it was a challenge. How about that? So with that being said, if I can do it, just take a little time. You've got to use what you still, that's all. And it is time for your Monday morning mindfulness. Word of the day, Monday, April 8th, I live an authentic life of integrity. Ooh, how about that? I love it. From Mike House, it says, do not shrink and hide your magnificence for anyone's comfort. Allow the fullness of your light to illuminate every room you enter. Shine your light so that those in the dark places might find their way to living with integrity too. Wow, I love that. Ooh. Find your light so those in the dark places might find their way to living with integrity too. Oh, yes, powerful. Your inner light is your strength and your salvation. Do not hide parts of yourself because you feel the world may not be ready for you. Show up fully and live in integrity with yourself. My responsibility is to shine. I release and embrace my shadow self, the parts of me that I previously held back. I breathe, expand into a higher consciousness, living an authentic life of integrity demands that all of me shows up. I love me, and I will not hide the brilliance of my life for anyone's comfort. I live an authentic life of integrity. Thank you, wisdom, in me, through me, and around me. Through the Christ within. And so it is. You are indeed the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men. And that's St. Matthew 5:14 and 16. And that's your Monday morning mindfulness from Mike Hell. And it is now time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And this is where we prepare. If you would like to have the experience, text me, MMM, Monday Morning Mindfulness. You want to receive that every day, just text me at 312-383-97499 for that information and other exclusive updates. Y'all know I got to have my tea, right? Just like you got to have your coffee or your whatever you drink in the morning, water, somebody drink something. And on that note, you know what that means, right? It is time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation, and let us know what city, state, or country that you are living in. Oh, thank you, Naima. She says Lexi and Serene. Yes, those were the two little darlings that said we're going live in 1 minute. Yeah, that was Serene on the left, and that was Lexi on the right. Thank you so very much for that, Naima. Dynamite. Look forward to seeing you. Yeah. Them some bad little sisters, okay? And they're what, 6 years old? And they already? Wait until I show you this footage. I'm going to post it on our blog on Higher Learning TV show. Actually, it is on, no, it's not. You can't see it because I did that with a separate camera. You'll see that. Don't worry, I'll put it on the blog. And Angela Hurt says, Grand Rising Queen. Zelda, I'm happy to be here with you this morning. Grand Rising, my sister, Queen Angela Hurts. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning. If you are watching, I know you are, type in what city, state, country, or planet you're watching from, because we're all watching from somewhere. Okay, what does this say? Oh, Yemi, Simi. I know I just tore that up, but excuse me. Oh, that's your YouTube. Oh, okay. And Ashe, Angela, thank you, my love. Let us prepare for my meditation. My favorite part of the day. You know why? Because I live being happy. And I had such a happy weekend. Oh, I cannot tell you. Yeah, I can't tell you. I can show you better. So just keep watching the show. You'll understand. But in the meantime, in between time, it's time for Monday morning mindfulness meditation. You know what that means? Mm-hmm. It's time for us to connect. No, excuse me. Let us do this correct. It is time for us to disconnect from out there and connect in here, in the heart, in the mind. And how do we do that? It's called Monday Morning Mindfulness Meditation. And during this experience, I like to use oils, essential oils, because oils do something to the body. Very special. It will decrease anxiety, increase joy, help your immune system. There's just so many. Don't believe me. Go look it up. See what this oil is. One of my favorites, helichrysum. I might be pronouncing it wrong. It's jojoba oil. And you take a drop. Bam. Come on out of there, girl. There you go. Take a drop or two. One is good. This is powerful. That's why there's brown bottles. It's powerful, and they have to be in a dark bottle. See, there's a brown bottle. You take what you did and rub it in your hands. Go like this. Y'all know I just had a flashback, right? We was in high school, sniffing glue out of a paper bag. That's a good thing, though. So that's just not a, I'm sorry, I digress. But anyway, listen, you got to reset your oil for the year. Oh, and it calms your spirit down and it puts you in a state of relaxation. And why do we do this? Because we need to connect to the power, to the ancestors that came before us and made our way possible, because without them, we wouldn't be here, baby. You think we get to hell now? Keep moving. From time to time, you'll hear this moment. And that is simply a reminder for you to stop going all out there in your brain. You know, the 2 minutes where you got to go, what time you got to eat, the route you're going to take, and what you're going to eat, breakfast, what's going to, all that can wait. This is your time to communicate with that which created you. Whatever you choose to call it, Allah, God, Yahweh, Yud-Heh, Wah-Heh, Jehovah, Jesus, whatever you choose to call it, nature. It's that time. So we simply breathe in through the nose and exhale. When you blow it out, and you should not be looking at me. You should be looking at the inside of your eyelids, and they should be closed, because this is an experience. And in order for you to have the experience, you have got to go within. Can't be looking at me. That's not how it works. So let's begin. And before we begin, I want to be sure that you are situated and that you are not worried about anything. And if you are,
are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at highlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
And for those of you who are on the switchboard who couldn't see, you can hear. Close those eyes. Let's start Monday morning mindfulness meditation. Close your eyes and take a long, deep breath. And raise your hands over your head and turn from side to side. It's a stretch. It's a stretch because we've been still for the last 4, 6, 7, 8 hours. You just need to move. Rotate those shoulders backwards. Rotate those shoulders forwards. Just get some movement in the body, because we sit all day long, because you know this is the higher learning hip roll that I'm doing. But sitting has become the new smoking, and we don't want to do that, right? So we want to meditate. So let's breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. As you continue breathing in and breathing out, it doesn't matter if we're breathing together or not. If what matters is that you're breathing. So let us inhale deeply. Hold it. And blow it out. Continue breathing. Giving thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere can't do it by themselves, and they need a little help. Respiratory issues, might need an inhaler or oxygen tank, whatever it is. Give thanks that you're not one of those who need one. So continue breathing in. Hold it. And exhale. And let's take that breath from the top of the head to the tip of our feet and arm ourselves. As Dr. Maya Angelou, the late Dr. Maya Angelou says, before you face the day, face the spirit that is within you. So let us inhale deeply, bringing that energy from the top of the head down through the forehead, landing on the shoulders as we inhale and exhale. Inhale. And exhale, blow it out. Sending more love, light, and energy down through the chest and the sides and the back. As we move and rotate those hips slightly from side to side, we give thanks for the power of movement and the power of the breath. And remember, it doesn't matter if we're breathing together as long as you're breathing. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, sending the power of the breath down through the hips and the thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, those glorious knees that move when I tell them to move subliminally, subconsciously. They just work and they work so well. And whatever part of your body that you may have a challenge with, bless it. Talk to it. It's talking to you. It's telling you it's painful. So talk back to it. Yeah, baby, I love you. Love these knees. Yes, thank you for keeping me mobile. Thank you, because I couldn't do it without you. As we give thanks, sending love, light, and energy down through the legs, in the ankles, in the arches, in the instep, in the toes. Yes, we're about those. Ooh, toes, love it. Yes, we inhale. Bringing the energy back up from the toes, through the legs, through the knees, and the thighs, and the hips. As we give thanks for the power of the breath. As we inhale. Bringing more energy of the breath back up through the hips, the buttocks, and the back of the sides, and the arms. As we stretch. And we give thanks for movement because somebody somewhere can't even turn over in the bed. And look at you, on your own. Praise the Creator for movement this morning as we inhale deeply. Bringing the energy back up through the solar plexus and the arms as we take those arms and begin patting. Stimulating the lymph system. Zelda, why are you beating on your chest? Because I'm stimulating the lymph system. It's been asleep all night and we need to move it. It's behind the ears and just rub up and down the back of the ears. Yeah, stimulate all of that. Yeah! I love doing it. And giving thanks for the power. As we inhale once more, hold it, giving thanks, we are always at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing.
As we inhale,
and as we exhale, look to the left as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the right side of the neck. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling a stretch in the left side of the neck. Oh, yeah, that feels good, doesn't it? As we inhale and exhale, we meditate to activate. Activate what, though? Activate the power within. You see, because when you get quiet and you listen, your grandma, your mom, your granddaddy, your grandpappy, they're talking to you all the time, but you're so busy with this, you can't hear them. So all the questions that you have answered, that you need answers for, just get quiet and go in the corner and do some deep breathing. And guess what will happen? You'll gain a sense of self. A sense of knowing, not that you don't already have it, but a deeper understanding of self. Because as you listen throughout the day, the ancestors will speak. Because they're guiding you every step of the way. You wonder why you didn't die in that accident. You wonder why it hit somebody else and it didn't hit you. Because the ancestors, baby, always giving thanks to those who came before me. Happy belated birthday, my mom, Katie Robbins. My grandfather, who I never met, but Bob Pitchfork, I give grace. I give thanks that you gave grace for me to be here to share this Monday morning mindfulness meditation. And I always get thanks for those in radio who made it possible for me. Yvonne Daniels caught natural hail at WMUA that you know nothing about. You may not know nothing about. Denise Jordan Walker, I was her producer at WMUA. Lord have mercy. And all those who, Jackie Hasselreed, who hired me at WGCI. Always, she didn't pay it, but I always give thanks for those who came before me to make my way possible. And I give thanks you came my way this morning to make our way possible so that we can continue the work that we do and be a blessing to someone here on Monday Morning Mindfulness. And today we're going to be mindful of what we are teaching or allowing our children to be taught. And that is, are they being taught taught in school? Well, we need to find out. So right after this commercial break, we're going to talk about it, okay? All righty, we'll see you shortly. I sent you a link. Oh, you have to click on it. No, I don't see you. You need to click on the link so I can pull you up.
About finances, family, health, jobs, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No heights, just down to earth. Solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
What happens when a group of people are kidnapped from their homes, smuggled away in chains, and held captive in a foreign land where they are tortured, raped, and forced to perform hard labor by the lash of a whip? And under the constant threat of death. Slavery, the African-American psychic trauma. What happened to the doctors, writers, scientists, builders, educators, and spiritual leaders from Africa's golden age? Who did they really capture and sell into slavery? Are all African-Americans suffering from psychic trauma, because of a conspiracy to hide their true identities? Do you have psychic trauma? Take the test on page 22 of the book and see. Order it online today at www.naimahlatif.com. That's www.naimahlatif.com. And get your personally autographed copy of the book, Slavery, the African American Psychic Trauma.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve a peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh, man. God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456. And schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
And that, my dear, is your Monday morning mindfulness word that will be coming to you shortly from our guest. And I failed to mention to you that the promo that you just saw was the for the T-shirts that we offer for those who make donations to the Higher Learning Network, tax-deductible donations, mind you. And if you go to our Instagram page, you will get a chance to see some of the work we do. It's also on our Facebook page as well. And I'll show you that a little later because I don't want to keep our guests waiting because we're talking about a very important subject here today. And that is of our children. We've been working for the children, with the children, for the children, for the community. We've been working with the children, this podcast training, and it's been such a wonderful experience. And you meet people along the way. This is a young lady that I met last Thursday at the Westminster's Coalition monthly networking. And we go there and we share resources and information that can be helpful to everyone. And this young lady was so adamant that we have got to come on the show and talk about this child, but not me. So I'm going to the phone, 708-204, and this, let me be sure I have the name pronounced right. Kernitha, am I pronouncing it right?
That's correct.
Grand Rising. So thank you so much for joining us this morning here on The Female Solution. I was very disturbed about the information that you shared, and I thought to myself, if I don't know it, chances are somebody else doesn't know it too. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how this came to be a mission for you, Kernitha, if you would be so kind.
Well, it really surprised me that you didn't know about it, because Dr. Binion, I think that's her name, excuse me.
Dr. Binion,
she's the one who I heard her speak on it. And she was speaking with a passion. So how you're so in close contact with her, it's really surprising me that.
Well, I knew about it, but not to the extent of the photos that you showed me.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so I knew of it, but not to that extent. I was like, oh, my God, the parents know this?
Well, I thank God that he blessed me to get the photos, because I'm working with people now. I'm a teacher. I have a master's in special ed. I have worked in CPS as a learning disability behavior disorder, ED, cross-category teacher. I subbed in the CPS for approximately 5 years. I worked in a charter school, subbed in a charter school system. I worked in the Oak Park school system, Maywan school system, Riverdale school system, and a couple of other school systems. You know, I worked in the Christian school system. So, listen, I could not give a child an aspirin, a teacher certified with a master's, raised in the school system, in the city where I live, came back to work in my community, still live there today. I could not give a child an aspirin. You couldn't say God in the school, okay? You could. But now we have a comprehensive sex education that gives children, without the parents' permission, chemical castration drugs that they use on pedophile and rapists in prison. And they know they're deadly and damaging for the children. They're giving them hormone drugs that's changing while they're trying to go through being a child and develop, going through puberty, but they're giving them drugs to stop their growth, causing osteoporosis in these children, high super suicide rate and death. They can go into the school now. I couldn't give them an aspirin.
Wow.
A certified teacher, black teacher, teaching my own children. I couldn't give them an aspirin, but they can go in, and this is what they tell the children. When they come to school, they tell them, and I'm going to tell you, it's a systematic. They go in and they tell the children. Now, and mind you, this is after they fired 14,000 black teachers from the CPS, because they know if you black and you got melanin in your skin, you a believer. They know that. They know the stats that 85 to 90% of black folks with melanin in their skin are believers. They know that. The devil knows us, okay? They study us. We're not studying them, but they studying us. So they fired us. Then listen, we won the lawsuit. They said you can come back, but you can only work at the CPS, and you can never sue us. So this is slavery. Okay. You prove you wrong, but you telling us right now, this is what you got to do. We got to bow and kiss your ring. Now, the They had to remove us because we will not teach porn. We don't teach our children how to suck penises, have anal oral rectal sex, how to masturbate. We don't take Planned Parenthood coming there with kink toys. I didn't know what they are. I am a grown woman, had 5 children, a grandma, a teacher, master, telling children how to use whips, harnesses, showing 2 men how to have sex, 2 women. This is what they teach them in the school, starting as early as preschool, kindergarten. So they're telling the children when they come to school, you don't have to tell your parents anything. And listen, I just went to a meeting yesterday where they say at the age of 12, if you're getting food stamps, lien card on the government, your child immediately have rights to go and have abortions without your permission, get trans without your permission, have the surgery. But if you own the public aid system, I just came from a meeting yesterday, and they have pushed 6 more bills through that pushed them. So as we're sitting here playing church, us senior citizens, they are going and they're grooming our children for their one world order, their pedophile order, the same thing that Hitler did. He went after the children. It was called Hitler U. I didn't say Hitler's. It's a book called Hitler U. Get the book. It's like a third or fourth grade book. It's a small book. I just happened to find it because they didn't even teach me that in the inner city about Hitler U. Okay? He went in there and he started a boys' camp. It was like a Boy Scout. Girls and boys would come, just like they do for Christmas. Hey, children, get this geeky monster. He shoots fire from his nose. This is what Hitler did. He went and put the promotions all out there. Come on, children, we're going to have sports, activity, fun. Need your time. You're going to ride horses, ponies, donkeys, the time of your life. All the children start flocking to it like Pied Piper. When he got them, he began to train them in Hitlerism. He began to groom them. He began to show them how to use weapons. He began to brainwash them with his idiot ideology. Guess who voted for Hitler? The ones he groomed. Guess who he enlisted in the army? The ones he groomed. He got into their minds as children. And he shut down all of the other boys, scouts and stuff. He only had his available. And he groomed them. Listen, the devil is crafty and cunning. He ain't just stupid. He ain't just scratching his head like we doing watching Channel 2 News, which is controlled by your enemy. He wasn't watching that. The Bible said he would be able to even deceive the very elect. He's doing it through social media. That's why you didn't know nothing about it. He's distracting you with, look at that one boy. He stole a car. When they're killing 1,200 black babies every day through abortion, where our death rate is greater than our birth rate as a black race. But they ain't telling you that. They exploiting the black male seed, the true Hebrew Israelite Jew. Those are the true Jews. But they got them packed in prison, and we looking at them, we afraid of them, and around all day saying, be safe, be safe, be safe, because the devil has gotten your mind through social media to have you to fear your own black seed. When they are going over here, going into the classroom, I'm going to go back to this. They going into the classroom, the same thing. Hitler, you, is here now in America. They're telling your children, you don't have to tell your parents anything. Now, listen to me. You got to hear me loud and clear. Because I don't watch the tell-a-lie television. I don't watch that manure. It's a lie. It's controlling your mind. That's why it's called programming. You've been programmed. Deception is when you don't even know you deceived. When people tell me, be safe, they think it's a cute cliche. Be safe. Now what you're saying is you watch the TV, you tell me, look out for the black boy who going to go and take your car. And that's a lie from the abyss of hell. Black people, black men commit less crimes than anybody, but they're the only ones going to jail. 66% of the population, but occupying 60% of the prison. God is going to judge America and the world for that injustice. Now, I'm going to go back to the children in the school system. Because God said justice. For the righteousness, God's foundation is just, there's gross injustice against the black male. See, how can he even stand? They open up all our borders. They're letting everybody in. They ain't doing no background check on these folks who are terrorists and they know it. Our borders are open right now. You ain't doing no back, but a black boy. You pick him up for what, taking an ice cream cone, and half the time you put the drugs on him, and you sitting up here saying, okay, now you can't go to work, you can't join the military, you can't join the army, you can't vote, you can't live here, you can't, how are you going to question? And then in our black community, I went to the police consent decree meeting. All black areas, they put nothing but young white boys with new guns and new cars. Who do you think they hunting now? The ones they've been programmed. Be safe, be safe, be safe. The black boys are the enemies. And they keep putting them in jail. He got a flat tire. Okay, well, you ain't got your driver's license. He ain't got a sticker. Yeah, because he ain't got a job. And we putting them in jail over and over again. Gross injustice from the abyss of hell. Now, I'm going to go back to the school system. They have now, they're telling the children when they come in. I'm talking about globally now. Listen to me. It ain't just a black thing, but black folks got to have enough black sense to take care of their black self because the other people can't take care of their own kids. How you going to expect somebody to take care of your kids and they can't take care of theirs? They're waiting on you black folks to know you the true Jew and quit looking over there in the Middle East. Look at yourself in the mirror. I ain't backing up and ain't backing down. Enough deception, enough brainwash, enough Willie Lynch, enough inferiority. Why do you think they're taking away black history, the spirit, the Hitler spirit that's in America, that's controlling the system? Look up UNESCO. When the education system first started, 1945, guess what? Hitler so-called committed suicide. He might be eating Kool-Aid somewhere. Hitler supposed to be the committed suicide. Okay? Drinking Kool-Aid. Number two. But guess what? The Bible said, while you were asleep, the enemy sowed wheat, sowed care in your wheat. While you were watching TV at a black boy pulling his pants up and they telling him he's a criminal and they killing 1,200 black babies every day through abortion. Well, our death rate is greater than our birth rate. I'm talking about black people now. They go.
Now, you mentioned, minister, you mentioned the word UNESCO. Is that the United Nations Education
System? Oh, yes, that's the global education system. And listen, in 1945, Hitler, they say he committed suicide or whatever. But guess what? Guess what? Listen to this, y'all. Listen. 1945, the United Nations was birthed. Out of 200 nations, about 45 of them, and you know they didn't look like you and me. They probably look like Hitler, their daddy. 1945, Hitler, damn, he committed suicide. But secretly, somebody, a superhero came, the United Nations, 1945. Woo-hoo, guess what? 1945, they started UNESCO. I called it Hitler reincarnated, the United Nations and UNESCO. They went and they started a global education system. That's how you got this education system now. And their main goal and their mission statement was to remove the child out of the imbecile parents' hands. This is their mission statement. And also take away the patriotism of one nation and turn them into a one world order. Look up UNESCO. Now listen to me. 1945, it came into existence with the United Nations. And listen, check this out, y'all, with the World Health Organization. Now I want you to hear this loud and clear because when you record this, send it back to me so I can know what I said. Okay. But what they did is UNESCO. That's the education system now. Their agenda wasn't coming to fruition. In 1948, you got to hear me, prayer was mysteriously removed from the school system. But they had to develop their global education system, their structure first, that removed. But then us black chocolate people in there, we still going to tell the baby about Jesus, love you, baby, let's pray, baby. So they had to remove us. over the course of 20, 30 years, I know I'm in lawsuits with black teachers now. And they're removing black teachers by the tons as we speak. They knew that, yeah, you can pass the law, but until you uproot the people out of there who's pushing Christianity, we can't get the baby. And that's what they did, and they are doing it now, state to state to state to nation to nation to nation. Now, listen to me.
I need you to hold on. Minister Jones, I need you to listen. We need to take a commercial break, so just hold that thought, and we'll be right back.
Amen.
And if you have students who are interested in podcast training, we would love to be able to train them. So be sure and send them to us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Thank you for joining us back here on the Keep Your Solution. I'm your host, Del, the speaker. Welcome to Morning Mindfulness. We are joined by Minister Jones this morning on the subject of, are they teaching your children pornography? What can you do about it? Ooh, we have some feedback here. I don't know where that's coming from, but in the meantime, in between time, we are going to let you hear this video. And then we'll go to the phone lines. We see you there waiting. And that would be 336 214-773 will be with you in just a moment, but I think you need to hear this video. So I'm going to play it for you. It's a very brief clip, just 2 minutes.
We really can't hear that.
Got some technical issues here, so just bear with me for a moment. Not quite sure where that's coming from. Let's go to the phone lines. 336-350. You are live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Grand Rising. Sister Zelda, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I can. Okay, it's an echo here. I hope I'm not too distorted. I am so grateful. Are you on the, oh my goodness, can you hear me, Sister Zelda?
Yeah, everything is an echo. I'm going to close everything out and get back up because this is not working. All I hear is an echo. And I can't, all I hear is me echoing. So I'm going to close everything out and open it back up because if I can't hear, I know you can't hear. So, yeah, I just closed everything out, so I'm not quite sure why we're still having this problem. I don't have a clue.
And so let me go close it, and I still hear it.
And I am opening up the line for 336-350.
Can you hear me, Sister Zelda?
Loud and clear with no echo. Go right ahead.
I'm so grateful. Would you please be kind enough to share my number with Pastor Jones? It's Pastor Jones, correct?
Yes, Minister Jones.
Minister Jones, all right.
Yes.
I'd like for everybody to know who is tuned in that Minister Cynthia Marie Williams is in the house. I'm serious as a heart attack. And so is Dr. Lateef's husband, Brother Abdul Lateef. They're communicating with me from the other side. And this subject is very deep. I'm real passionate about this as well. It's a lot that I cannot say over the phone, but I really appreciate Minister Williams opening me up, waking me up,
in time to get on this podcast today. I sent you something, Sister Zelda, that Brother Kwame had pulled my coattail to about Chicago. You see, family, Chicago is a very, very interesting place. It's a doggone portal that has been opened up eons and eons ago. And we as melanated copper-colored people are right in the freaking middle of it. And I feel how passionate Pastor Jones is, and she's right on the money. And I'm honestly, I'm begging people who look like us to wake the you-know-what up, because we are in freaking trouble, okay? Right out here where I am in Cochise County, Arizona, the Buffalo Soldier country, down the street, 19 miles, I've been begging Dr. Lateef to go over there to Harvey, Illinois, and connect with those people over there that was a part of the shootout out here. It has to do with trafficking. It has to do with just why this sister is on your show today. We are in trouble, people.
Mm.
But we still feel the need to go and spend tons of money on fake-ass nails and fake-ass hair, and our children are being introduced to booty plugs and vibrators and all this kind of mess that's going on. Are we going to keep continuing to do the fake nails, the fake hair, and kicking our children to the freaking curb so that we can look good in an illusion? Thank you, Pastor. I mean, that you just thank you. Thank us, because this is real. I am so grateful to be breathing this day to hear the information. Get my number, because if this isn't the only thing, Chicago has issues. We all have freaking issues, but Chicago is in a strategic spot. And Dr. Lateef's husband has been communicating with me more than ever, and so is Minister Cynthia Marie Williams.
Wow.
And many others like Dr. Blair. We in trouble, people. If you don't know who Dr. Blair is, look him up. He's on the other side too. I don't know why these people are coming to me from the other side, but it's getting stronger. And I have to say something, because I don't know how long I'm going to be on this planet. Just like she's saying, they are eliminating melanation station people, copper color people, teachers by the nth degree to get them away from teaching, especially if they are filled with compassion and knowledges that our children need to know. This is sad. It's sad. And if you don't hear from me for a while, that's because there are things going on. Even the Buffalo Soldiers are part of all of this in a major way. And thank you for allowing me to have this time to speak. My sister called me and said, Mama Bonfire, you don't, Paris, you don't sleep? No, I don't sleep a whole lot. Not just because I'm in pain all the time, but there are communications. I am not in a Caucasian body. People all day long in a Caucasian body, they can talk about these people talking Jesus from the other side, channeling Jesus and all of this bullshit. But when it comes to us as copper-colored people, we are jumping over the pews and falling down in the aisleways at church and stuff, but we are really missing the freaking point, people. Especially those ones who look like you and me, Sister Zelda, with the 501(c). Look into that. Look into that.
We'll definitely do that, Mama Hazy.
Thank you. Thank us. Give this sister my number. Thank you, Minister Cynthia Marie Williams, for waking me up. I am serious.
Thank you.
Sister Zelda, I sent you what Brother Kwame sent me. The man is in the Chicago over there. Look him up. Look and see what he looks like.
Okay, Mama AZ, I will do that. Thank you so much, and I will definitely do just that. I will look them up. And if you are on watching us online, or you can call in at 515-605-9325, and you can also call in on the on-air switchboard, which is 727-731-5192, as we go take another call, and that is area code 302-304. You are live on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show. Grand Rising, what's your name? Where are you calling from? And what's your comment as it relates to, is your child being taught pornography in school without your permission? Hi, who's this? Okay, we will go to the next caller. If you don't unmute yourself, we're going to have to go on to the next caller. And I hear you in the background, but we need to hear you in the foreground. 302, last call. 302, 304. Okay. Okay, let's go to our next caller. I just disconnected that. Let us go back to Minister Jones. As you can see, Minister Jones, there is a lot of concern, and we are honored to have this conversation this morning because people need to know. And as you saw from that video I played before going to break, people are waking up, and they are not allowing this to happen to their children, as they say, not on my watch. So what are some of the things that our viewers and listeners can do in order to join forces and stop this madness? And if you want to type in your comments, whatever city, state, country, or planet you're calling from, this is Angela Herks from Greenville, South Carolina. And thank you so very much for joining us this morning. And go ahead.
I was going to say I believe that the greatest thing that we could do is understand they're pushing thousands of bills through a day. And in between all these bills, they have this children's pornography.
Yes.
They have an insatiable appetite, the pedophiles, that's what they are, for the children.
Mm-hmm.
The One World Order, this is what it is, UNESCO. So she was talking about Jesus' bull. Jesus was copper tone. He was a black man. I'm not talking about the white homosexual one that they're presenting all over the world. Jesus was indeed a black man. The Bible was black. Africa means Cush, Cushite, and blackness. Now, they tried to say, Moody and other, and I won't even give names, try to say that now Africa is greenish. He has a green undertone. If we keep letting our oppressors define us, we're going to keep on getting the same thing that we've been getting is deception. The way the enemy works, he does his stuff undercover like any pedophile. You don't know what they've done to the children over the course of their birth until they're 28 and they're trying to be girls and boys and they're in mental institutions. You don't know what the babysitter did. You don't know because they do it undercover. It's the same spirit with the Comprehensive Sex Act in the education system. And then I'm going to go on and say this to you. I was telling you about UNESCO, the World Health Organization. Today, I'm saying this to get to the school system. Biden is preparing to sign a treaty with the United Nations. That's one world order. He's signing a treaty with them saying we would be under their medical jurisdiction. That means when the World Health Organization, he's selling us to them, means that if they say everybody, you take this injection or be put in concentration camps, that's what you get. So we're dealing right now with the one world order, the one world government, the Antichrist, spiritual wickedness in high place, the fork-tongued devil, the serpent. This is what we're dealing with, wicked people up there right now. Now, I'm going to go back to the children. In UK, that's white folks. Their children have been trans over 5,000%. In other words, they didn't already wiped out theirs and killed theirs off. All this porn come, 90% come from Europe. I looked at where the homosexual come from. I Googled it, just doing the little, it didn't take me no time to figure this out. They said from ancient Greece, it came from there. They said that they had a way of life. As long as you had a partner who had no facial hairs, everybody listen to me. Who grows facial hairs? Okay, I'll give you the answer. Men. Who don't have facial hairs? Little boys. They say as long as you have, and listen, they didn't want girls. They didn't want to have pedophilia with the girls. They wanted boys. Men wanted the little boys. And they said, and if you read Romans chapter 1 in the Bible says, when you reject God, I would turn you over to a reprobate spirit where men would be lovers of men. And because you don't want your women, then your women going to say, well, hey, somebody got to do me. Then women going to start doing each other. And then every other sin, Romans chapter 1, every other sin would come. Envy, jealousy, hatred, murder, everything comes from that rejection of God where God gives you over to homosexuality and then your women and then you all this other perversion. Now, I've said that to say this. UK, white folks, they already murdered up there. Now they're coming to Africa saying, if you don't give us your children to teach them how to have sex in the rectum, if you don't let us show them how to have orphans, if you don't let us prepare our children for us, we're taking away all your money. And Biden stood with that. Come on, y'all people who voted for the Democratic Party. The Democrats are the main ones pushing this manure. They're pushing abortion, which is genocide against the black race, and now genocide against the entire world. They pushed the Comprehensive Sex Act that's taking your children, and I don't have to give names because I won't give them right now. LaShawn Ford, he pushed the bill that said parental bullying bill that if you discipline your child, they would charge you, penalize you, take your child from you. If you tell them, no, John, you don't need to have a surgery at the age of 6 and get your penis cut off, your vagina dug out, little girl. You don't need to go and have a surgery, a half $1 million surgery that they going to make me pay for. And you don't need to, no, baby, you don't need to do that. Listen to me. I'm going to show you how systematic this system is now. This government takeover, this United Nations takeover, this one world order takeover, using your children like Hitler did for the one world order. This is how it is. They gave the children a link card. Y'all holla at your mama. They gave the children a link card with their name on it. They said they got hundreds of dollars on that link card, giving it to all these children. And now when they send it through the mail, you know what's going to happen because I know what would have happened with my kids. I had to slap them in their mouth, take the card. I don't care who name on it. I feed you. They put it on there to cause division. Between the parents. They put the children's name on it only. Now check it out. When they go to school now, this is what they tell them. You remember Las Vegas, what goes on in Las Vegas? Stay there. I went to Al-Anon. I had a loved one who died from substance abuse. In Al-Anon, everything in Al-Anon stays here. They just call you by your first name. Mary, Becky Ann, LaShonda. Okay, this is what they're doing in the school system. They're telling the children, when you come in the school system, now they done gutted out all the black Christian believing teachers. They got all these strange people who ain't they race, only there to get a check, will do whatever the government tell them to do to get the money.
They'll tell them you don't have to, and they have trained teachers on how to groom these children. That was a part of our training. From Planned Parenthood, the biggest pedophile ring, and Norris Hospital, the biggest pusher of this, groomer of this. And other hospitals. But they telling the children when they come to school, you do not have to tell anyone. You do not have to tell your parents. You can go in the bathroom and be a boy or girl, a girl and a boy, or better yet, we can take your stuff off and we'll leave you empty. You ain't got to be nothing. You can be anything you want to be. Al-Anon tells us that. You can worship whatever you want to, but when you go in there as a believer, you already know this cray-cray. I know who I'm worshiping. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And I ain't talking about the white gay one. I'm talking about the black one, the true one. Now, listen to me. When the children go into schools, what they tell them is you don't have to tell your parent anything. Parents have no right to know what they're doing with their children. When you go to the doctor's office now, they're taking the children. No, the child, she's six, this pedophile. I'll take her in by myself. You don't have to come in, parents. The devil is a sick, twisting lie. Then you go to the park district, same thing. Is anybody making you do anything against your will? Yeah, mama made me go to bed at 8 and I wanted to go at 9. Well, I can take you away. You have rights, you know. They are going after the children. Every place that you're, the park district, every place our children are, those pedophiles, and I'm calling them what they are, pedophiles, CPS, Child Protective Service, Child Pedophile Service. They said 90% of the children who are on the streets now, the ones they did not kill, are come from the CPS. When they finish with them, they throw them out if they don't kill them. I'm going back to the school system right now. I said that 1945, Hitler, oh, bam, he disappeared. United Nations, 1945, created. UNESCO, 1945, created. World Health Organization, 19, Illinois Monetary Fund, where they taking all the money. They gave Africa the biggest loans in the planet. And when they have disaster relief, all that money coming from Africa because they set them up. Here, Africa, we're going to give you a loan. And they charge them billions of dollars for the interest on that, where their children, they're drinking water with sewer system that's sitting on gold. They said in Africa, where they got the biggest gold mineral supply, the illiteracy is 90-some% by design. I'm coming back to America right now. Right now in America, they're telling the parents, if you do not allow us to have your children, because they stripped the parental rights. They even said right now at 12 years old, they can give a child life. They said right now at 12 years old, if your parent is on any kind of public aid, they immediately are adults. They're getting ready right now for pedophilia. They already telling the kids you can have sex with animals. Now these old 99-year-old men want to have sex with a 6-year-old boy and a 7-year-old girl. That's the only bill that's not out right now. Now listen, anytime they can strip your rights as a parent, you cannot stop them from taking your baby. If they want to get a sex change tonight, they would take your baby without your permission. If your child wants an abortion from 17 and under, all the way down to 3 if they can get pregnant at that age, the school system will take your child, let them have an abortion, and make the parent pay. They just pushed these bills through, and I have copies of the bill that I will give her. So I'm telling you people right now, if you don't think we in a revolution, if you don't think we better have a revival, if they doing this to the babies, and the suicide rate is exploding. Obama, President Obama, was the first one put the homosexual over the education system. And the homosexual that he put over the education system wrote a book called, it's basically called How to Trans Out the School System. And guess what he did? Look at what you got right now. It came in through the Common Core curriculum. They were pushing it. It ain't number Marxism, socialism, and communism. Listen to me. I was on the computer. Listen, I'm a grandma. I don't know nothing about this. I pulled up an article saying in Texas, the state has come in and taken over the education system. They're putting something in there like a military drill. It's not even a curriculum. They removed theirs, and they put the military drill. Now the white teachers in there saying, we quitting. What, you going to force us to teach these kids something that's not even educating them? Listen to me, y'all. And I said, Y-O-W. I didn't say you all. When I get excited, I say y'all. Listen to me. They're turning the kids' libraries into detention centers. Come on, talk to me, Hitler.
Okay, it's hold on, Minister already. Jones. Minister Jones. Minister Jones. I appreciate your passion, but you got to... You've given us all the information. Now we got to come up with remedies. And what you're seeing here on the screen is UNESCO.
Well, I'll give you a solution right
here. Hold on,
hold on. We don't have to go back black.
Hold on, Minister Jones.
All right.
I am speaking. Hold on. I'm trying to tell the people about the site that you just gave me, UNESCO. Everybody needs to go to UNESCO.com so you can see exactly what it is that she's talking about so you will know exactly what to do. Where to go. Once you are armed with the information that you need, then we must do something. We must put a plan together. So this is the plan for right now. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, I want you to grab pen and paper or your text or whatever you do, and I want you to share with a friend, colleague, coworker, your family, what is it that we can do as individuals to stop complaining about what they're doing to our children and do something? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break, and we'll be right back. But in the meantime, in between time, do you know if the food that you're eating is not food?
Amen.
Remember to do something special for yourself. After all, you do deserve it.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Rising, and thank you for joining us back here on the Female Solution. I had to get back here in a hurry, honey, because the lines are lit up and folks got it. They want to share their opinions, and we want to hear your opinions. If you're watching us online, we're hate to say it, but the pedophiles don't want you all to know this information. So on some channels, I'm blocked, and that's all I got to say. But the updates will be on our blog, Tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show, as well as my blog, Zelda Speaks. .wordpress.com. And we are going to go to the phone line so that we can hear what you have to say. Let's go to 407-701 Grand Rising. You are live on the Female Solution. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Grand Rising, my sisters, and this is Beata in Orlando, Florida.
All right. Thank you for sending that sunshine this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for your gift and her passion, because this is where we are. We need to be shouting this information to our families, our neighborhoods. But I want to say in Florida, I don't see too much of that nonsense, because I think, and I know people don't like our governor, but he is strong, strong family oriented. He got three beautiful children. And he's always bringing out legislation to protect us, and he doesn't put up with none of that nonsense that she's talking about. So even I watch my grandchildren's information that comes home from school. And this school is all about chess tournaments, talent shows, and this is an elementary school, and I don't know exactly what's going on in high school right now, but I would have to say in Florida, the government in Florida is really pushing back on all this LGBTQ nonsense. And people don't like our governor, but that's what he's doing. He's very strong on family. And they can say what they want about what he's, you know, permitting and not in books and all that. But he's really very, very keen on what type of books are being put in the school. He is very protective of family. So what I hear her saying, I think that may be going on in states where the governors are not protecting the family. You look at, she mentioned Planned Parenthood, the pedophilia going on in Planned Parenthood. What does our vice president do? She's the first vice president to visit a Planned Parenthood facility. What does that say about our government? They're promoting all this pedophilia and child molesting and all that. This is a clear sign to me when she's talking about the connection there that our government is all about child trafficking and all the bullshit that's going on in our schools. So we just got to be vigilant in our neighborhoods and in our states, watching what these governors, don't elect governors who aren't protecting the family. And I think that's what she's been talking about, is that some states are very, very slack and non-protective of family, and that's why we got all these problems with sex trafficking and all that. So thank you. Thank you again for your passion, sister, and keep shouting it out into the world right now, because we got a battle. It's a battle. It's a spiritual battle.
Yes.
It starts. I'm a grandma, too, and I'm very vigilant about protecting my grandkids and all of the, I don't let no nonsense come into the house if I can prevent it. So thank you, and keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you so much, my sister from another mister. That is Vietta Robinson from Orlando, Florida. You can see by her profile here on LinkedIn. She is the host of Health and Well-Being every Friday morning, 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and then again on Sunday evenings from 7 until 9 p.m. So on Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and then on Sunday evening, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. And last night, they talked about the solar eclipse And if you don't know anything about that, then you need to go back and hear this show, because this is powerful information, things that are going on the planet right now that we may or may not be aware of, because as you said earlier, it's all a distraction. They keep passing bills without us knowing anything about it because they want us to be oblivious to what they're doing. So let's go to the phone lines, take another call, area code 302. 304, Grand Rising, you're live on the air. What's your comment or question as it relates to the topic? Is your child being taught pornography in school without your permission? Hi, who's this?
Hello, this is Antoinette. How are you?
I'm good, Antoinette. What city, state, or country are you calling from?
I'm in Delaware.
Delaware, all right. What's your comment, Antoinette?
Okay, now we know all of the problems that is going on, you know, with the children and the children being taken and everything else. Now, my question is, what are we going to do about it?
Amen. Amen.
You know, and I have made a suggestion or, you know, a thought. All of us have different shows. I'm on Dry Bones Connection, and I'm not trying to quit, but what I'm saying is, you know, we're all at different places. Can we do where we all work together? Because this is all of our babies that is on the line.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And what can we do to, you know, support each other and to support these children and watch out for them? You know, can we make a network within ourselves so that we can accomplish this?
Excellent question, and I'm going to open the line up back for Minister Jones. Your line is open. What can we do on this platform as a family together? How can we connect and put a plan in motion to stop this nonsense? What can we do? Minister Jones, who want to make it happen?
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, well, what the number one thing we could do is stop voting for, and I called it the Democratic Party. God just gave me that. I'm blaming it on God. We got to stop voting for people with melanin in our skin or anybody else who is pushing this manure through. The Democratic Party is who pushing it through 90% approximately. They're pushing it through. Abortion, which is a genocide for us. Comprehensive Sex Act, which is child pedophilia and porn. They're pushing it through. This homosexual agenda to groom and transgender our preschoolers, our babies.
Okay, now, we got that, Minister Jones. What's the plan?
Number two.
What's the plan?
Number two. That was the plan. Quit voting for them. Number two, begin to get co-ops to homeschool your child. I homeschool mine for a little while. Pull them out. You don't have to be a teacher, an educator, to educate your own child. They get programs on the computers. I'm working with a group now. We're doing an exodus. It's kind of like going to the Ku Klux Klan saying, hey, can we be friends? No, you cannot. That's the way the public school system is. We have to exodus and put our children out. We have to unite with the churches, the charter schools. They go to the Catholic churches a lot of times, these empty churches because of the pedophilia that was in there, and they rent out those buildings. We can go to churches and say, hey, since your place is heated, air conditioned already, and sitting up for 5 days, sometimes 7 days with nothing going on, we will rent out your place, and we will start a school system in there. There are many thousands of retired teachers who have left who are willing to work for a small fee that will not affect their pension or whatever. So we can unite. We're using the who was that? Booker T. Washington. We're using his approach. He went and he got slaves naked, black people naked with nothing, and he built how many schools? They said 500 schools. So we can do that. We built America.
Yes,
we built the world. We were first.
Okay, that's number two. So what's the next step? What's the next step? Join the homeschool co-ops. What's the next step, Minister Jones?
We have petitions now that we are passing out, and I get it to you, and we'll make get them a copy. Go around. See, number one, people don't know that they are cutting off the breast penis hysterectomies without the parent's permission. They don't know.
Okay, so where do we get these petitions? I understand your passion, but we
I'll
need to
give
be
it
very
to you.
Clear and succinct.
I'll give you the form from, I think it's called EPIC, E-P. I see, I'm not sure, but I'm going to have the lady to contact you, and she will come on. She'll come on just like I did and give – I got the petitions, not with me because I'm in my car right now. I left a prayer group to come and do this show. But if you let me let everybody know, I'll ask her and see if she could come on one day this week because we're getting ready to go to Springfield now with other people who are against it. We did podcasts already. We're doing podcasts. We're informing and letting the people know, number one, what it's doing. We have political people working with us who's showing the bills. The reason why I can say five bills are coming out now is we have a young man who's teaching at her school that she's been teaching at for 17 years of private Christian godly school. And he's showing what they're doing. So I have all the paperwork. I can get it back to you. And we can have the young man can come and expose it. She can come and expose it. And we can give you the school system how we're doing it. And we're even collecting money to start it. We right now, I just gave money to go to Springfield. We're leaving Saturday to go to Springfield to say the same thing and to make awareness.
Okay, thank you so very much.
I got all the information you need. That stuff I gave you is nothing compared to how much more. And I can email that to you also so you can email it to the people so they can see who's doing it, and then we're going to email the solution. We're doing an exodus. We got to shut that tramp down. That ain't no school system. We're going to keep going to people saying, could you hire two black people, and they'll hire us for janitors. We ain't got to beg nobody for our children. We taking them back. We taking the education mountain in 2024. My pastor teaches us faith that takes in Jesus' name. Amen.
So let us go over that again, what people can do, and then we're going to go to the phone and take a few more calls before the show is over. Okay, number one, the plan is the vote. Number one is to vote out those who don't support us, those who are in office that we have.
The Democratic Party. I'm being specific.
Yes, ma'am. Number two, join homeschool co-ops so you will know what your children are being taught. Why are you sending your children to the devil? Yeah, I said it. Number three, sign petitions will be posted. I will post that information on my blog at tumblr.com, Higher Learning TV Show, as well as my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And in addition to that, know that if you want to receive this on your cell phone, you can text me at text MMM. To 312-383-9749. See, because we don't own these platforms, but you have your cell phone, and I can text you the information because I may put it up there, and they may block it, just like they're blocking us in on some of the platforms right now. They don't even want you to hear the truth. So that information will be available as well. So let us go to the phone lines and get another call. We are going to 111-1111. What is your name and your comment as it relates to taught pornography in school, what they're teaching your children? This is the subject. We are not talking about anything else, so don't come on here promoting anything. We are talking about child pornography. What's your name? And what is your comment as it relates to the subject? Grand Rising, thank you for joining us.
Grand Rising. First of all, first and foremost, praising Mother God and Father God. And thank you for this opportunity to speak on this topic because there's a myriad of topics. And the main thing
and
that I
name,
want to speak
brother?
About.
What's your name? What's your name?
Well, they call me in Chicago. On 55th and State at Midway Liquors, they call me Black. They also call me X.
Beautiful name.
I got a nephew.
They also call
me Black. Wow, so I'm going to put that. Hey, Black.
Okay. They also call me
X. My daughter's name is Africa.
Oh, beautiful name, beautiful name. And the minister's comments, I really love. Good morning, Minister Jones, by the way. Peace and blessings be upon you and the rest of the listeners this morning, Gordian. I really love your passion, my comments are really directed at this evil, this pedophilia, and this child molesting, and these things that are going on. So you spoke on many things, and like you say, that they're introducing into the schools and the pornography and the curriculum. But the only thing, and you speak of, the only thing that comment I want to direct at you, and really it really needs to be directed at the audience also, because I hear you talk about God, you talk about Jesus, and you talk about Christianity, but God is not partisan. God's not partisan about color, black, white. God's not partisan about party, Democrat, Republican. So therefore, when I hear people with passion about a particular evil, because it's about good and evil. That's what we're dealing with, good and evil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we have to work together with those, no matter what, because, and I'm going to say this to black folks, too, in America. If you born in America, our ancestors who were beautiful like Zelda ain't had no choice of who they had to sleep with. So ain't no telling who our granddad is and uncles and cousins is in America in terms of the skin color stuff. Because we all mix.
Yes, sir.
We all mix.
Yes, sir.
So when
sir.
It comes down to it, as we say in Chicago, who you with, it's about, it's roll call. It's about
who
good
with?
And evil.
Yes.
It's about good and evil. It ain't about no color. So therefore, we need, so in order to fight this problem, like the lady asked, so astutely asked, how, what's the solution? Because you can sit there and sprout, because you got a lot of anger, Brother Sister Jones. And so we can talk
so
about
do my daddy God.
Until we come to a solution, and we have to rebuke that evil. And but that's the first thing we do is pray and rebuke that evil in the name of Jesus. And the second thing we got to do is come together with those who are fighting that evil on both sides, because everybody's family's been affected by this child molestation.
Amen.
And white and black.
Amen.
And so until people can have that conversation, and most folks, and especially black folks, can't even communicate with their own kids about it because their parents can't communicate with the kids. They don't listen to the children.
Right.
That's how it happens in the first place. They ain't listening when they put them in these cheap daycares and these cheap church basements and don't know who watching your kids and who with them. And when the kids hollering, they go whoop the kids, tell them something. You're going to make me lose my job. You need to be quiet and stop acting up. And the child's trying to tell you somebody's messing with me.
Right.
It's a problem, Mom, but they get on the kids, so therefore they can't even communicate. So that's the second part is to be able to communicate with the children and then pray. If you say you love God and you're a Christian, pray for those who have had these issues and been molested and are trying to deal with it and introduce them to the love of God, because God loves them anyway, because we all children of God. God loves and forgives, because Jesus told the Pharisees and the so-called church folks, how can you say you love God who you've never seen, and God is love, but you show no love to your brothers and sisters who you see every day.
Amen.
So when I hear my black brothers and sisters spouting the hate against the white man, if I listen to a Klan rally and listen to them, a white Klan rally, it's almost similar. So that we have to rebuke that evil. Because see, that when people ask me what my job is, because I'm the Shy Apostle, they also call me Neil, Apostolic Church of God, 63rd in Dorchester, youth minister. And I've been fighting demons all my life on the front line. Grew up on 55th and Lafayette right off the state. So therefore, when people ask me what my job is, like Jesus said, the mysteries and the secrets of the kingdom of God are classified. Therefore, those like my sisters, they're the other kingdom of God. Others that have eyes that can't see me, ears that can't hear me, mouths talking but ain't saying nothing. So it's like the myth is secret. But my job is dealing with evil, good and evil. And when they ask me who I'm with, they already know, because I'm with God and I'm with good. And God spelled backwards, dog.
and I'm that alpha nuclear Air Force dog. Oh, oh, oh.
I'm a believer.
So I'm tired of these pedophiles and child molesters because it affected my family and it affected me and it affected my my family. I'm just leaving it at that. And I when they say you have to let go and let God and Jesus say turn of the cheek, I done had to turn of the cheek. And I ain't and anybody in the world know Uzbekistan, Afghanistan, Russia, you know I ain't nothing nice. But God made me turn up the cheek. So this subject is dear to me. And we need to address this. So we need to address it with our politicians. We need to address it in government. We need to address it in church. We need to address it in school. We need to address it. Our city, we run this. This is our government. This is our government.
Amen.
For the people, by the people, of the people. We have to come together and use our power and tell our politicians what to do. They don't tell us what to do. We tell them they work for us. They represent us.
Ooh, come on.
Amen. Amen. Thank
you
so much.
God bless you all. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Thank us. You have
been
light in this show this morning because those who need to hear it will hear it. And you think what you have heard so far is dynamite. You, as the old folks say, you ain't heard nothing yet, Minister Jones. You ain't heard a thing because I'm going to the phone line right about now at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. Or the on-air switchboard, which is 727-731-5192. The baby. I'm about to bring a senior on who's going to keep it real with you and tell you what you need to know. And I do believe this is Baba Kwame Sunhorse. Baby, it's getting ready to get good up in here. 706-202. I do believe that is Baba Kwame Sunhorse, Grand Rising Baba. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yes, and Grand Rising to you, Sister Zelda, and to your guests. I'm a little late, but. And no, it's not a but either. It's all in divine time.
Yes, sir.
The part in which we're looking at is, you know, as I sit here in this stolen land in Edenton, Georgia, the Muscogee Creek Nation, we were once nations in this Turtle Island that had a belief system and a way of rearing our children that did not do what we're having happen now. It's genocide.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what we call now, there's a, excellent book. It's called Gender Genocide, and it's edited by Adam Jones. And in this book, it talks about all of these new methodologies in which they're seeking to destroy our children as we put them into this public school system. And it's a public attack on these youth because the thing that they see is that if we can get them young, we can hurt them and destroy them. And the other part that we have to understand, too, is in that we take away the knowledge by giving them technology to take away the knowledge because this is a much used tool because our youth are shackled to these instruments of destruction. These are weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the thing that we're having is, yes, they're good tools for information, but they're misinformation because when you begin to give children information and sex in such a way before they even learn how to play marbles or jump rope, you're doing something to their psyche. And this is what they're looking at. And even to the part they have in 1992, they came out with NARTHA. And I don't know if you're familiar with NARTHA. NARTHA is the National Association for Research and Therapy of Homosexuality.
Oh, wow. Homosexuality. Hold on just a minute, Baba. We are about to go off the air. Well, not off the air. This show is about to end in 2 minutes here, and we'll be going into the after show. So if you're on the switchboard and you're listening and you want to comment, you need to push the number one on your keyboard right now, or your phone, rather.
because in 60 seconds you won't be able to push one and you won't be able to comment. So you want to push one right now. If you're on the switchboard at 515-605, yeah, I saw it, duh-huh, hand just went up there. Push it right now, 515-605-9325. Press that one right now. And on the on-air switchboard, 727-731-5192. As we take this show into the after show, we are bringing on the executive producer of the after show and the complete female solution show, and that would be our very own Naima Latif. Red Rising, my sister. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Baba Kwame was in the midst of a thought, but I wanted to get push the button on before it disappears. So now that Naima is with us, please say speak to Baba Kwame because he's here with us too.
Assalamu alaikum. Is she there?
I haven't muted anything. It is the platform.
Okay. But what I'm speaking to is gender side, and in them having to come of age when they, from a child to the age of 12, when their bodies begin to change and they're morphing into young adults, young women and young men. These
hold on,
are
Baba, he can't hear me. He's just talking. Baba, hold on a second. Say that again, Naima. The viewing audience cannot hear me. Okay, because when I pull it up, I hear double. So that doesn't help. So no, he's not. Go ahead, Baba. Go ahead, Baba.
Okay, and you know we're looking at this plague that is plaguing the planet, in which they're destroying basically children of color. And the thing that we're having to do is looking at how do we...
Go ahead, Baba.
How do we help these children? Because they're at the age when we call them adolescents. What lessons are we adding to them as young women and young men? And how do we guide them into identifying their naturality, their natural nature, not something that somebody says is that you have a choice to not be that what you see.
So that we can hear him, because he's saying some great things. We want the viewers to hear what he's saying.
Can I, on the switchboard, can I just green? If that'll make a difference. Go ahead, Baba Kwame.
Just be able to hear your people on the switchboard.
Okay, Baba Kwame?
I'm here. Yes.
Oh, loud and clear. We fixed it. Okay. You fixed it. Yes, right ahead.
Time for the show on stage.
Right.
Okay,
and yes, you can hear me now, right?
Loud and clear, yes, sir.
Okay, and it's very important how we understand these methodology. We have epistemicide. We have what Bobby E. Wright says, menticide, the mental killing of ourselves and the killing of our knowledge and our culture. Now we have gendericide, and where they're killing the sexuality of our male and females by giving them options of something that is incorrect because you're going against the natural flow of nature.
How you doing?
And we have to be mindful and be able to look at what's going on in our communities. And the brother Black was correct. You know, we've had a lot of damage done to us in the mixing and the taking of our children's bodies, because once you trauma and environment creates an addict. Trauma and environment creates an addict.
Wow.
So if you have a child raised in an environment of pornography and sex and violence, then you're creating damaged children. And so what we got to look at is how do we protect our children and keep them as much as possible from these influences, because through the media, even through cartoons, it is sexual. So what we're looking at is a new methodology of being able to guide our children into young adults, young men and young women. And once upon a time, we had what was called rites of passage, in that the grandmothers, the aunties, the mothers, the big sisters guided the young girl in being able to know what's good touch, what's bad touch, what's guidance in their body changing. And the other part is for the men, in that you don't think with that little head, you use your big head to keep it under control. So these are the ways in which we have kind of allowed ourselves to be taken from, and this is what we see now as this infestation of pedophilia is taking over the planet. Taking over the planet. Pornography and child pornography is one of the biggest businesses going worldwide with this technology, because it's taking the knowledge of the human being and making them into sadistic things in which people will do to a child.
Mm. That is sick. That is sad. And if we stand by and let it continue, what does that say about us?
But a lot of times we have to be able to acknowledge. I can acknowledge that I was molested as a child. As a man, I had to own that feeling of that pain of the unknown, saying I was damaged early. And when you have that happen to you, you have to understand that you didn't do nothing wrong. It was the person that did it to you. The person that did what they did to you was sick. And
yes,
the part that you're looking at, that you blame yourself for being damaged when it wasn't your fault. And these are the healing tools to where we have to, like the brother said, you have to be able to allow that child to voice what has happened and what that person did to them in order for that healing to begin, to know that, no, you're not bad. That person was bad that did this, and we have to do what. And I know why the caged bird sings. Maya, when she wrote that book, because she had the experience living with her aunt, grandmother, and her uncles went out when that man raped her, and they went out and they did what a man's supposed to do. They took him out. Because in our culture, it was said that if you touch a child, either you're ousted or you're taken away from us. We don't allow you to live amongst us.
Mm. Yeah, you don't even deserve to be here.
You know, I'd like to address that for a moment, because the abused becomes the abuser unless they get some help for the trauma. And what we are witnessing is the manifestation of so many people, so many generations of trauma untreated. And so this gives us an understanding that we have to correct what is broken in us at the root level. First of all, removing all of the negativity, all of the shame, blame, guilt, teachings about sexuality that are so very warped in our culture that causes us to not even be able to teach about our bodies in a healthy manner, teach about reproduction in a healthy, non-guilt, shame-based manner, teach about responsibility, for the act of creation and all that entails, the emotional, the mental, physical, spiritual connection that you have with another being, and how that enhances your life, how that creates the physical sensations of absolute bliss. And living inside a body is a challenge when you always want to feel that feeling of bliss.
And you don't feel that feeling.
You don't feel that, but you feel it's sadness. So sex becomes like a drug.
Yeah. And tell them why you're there. So they want, well, why is she there?
Well, the Democratic National Convention is coming to Chicago, and they're making preparations because people have been concerned about public safety here in Chicago. Chicago's got a reputation of being a little violent. So today they're explaining the process that the government officials, Secret Service, and so forth is going to go through in sweeping communities to make sure that people feel like they're not going to be sitting ducks in a city that's known for things like drive-bys and other kinds of sudden violent acts. So they're explaining how they're going to make sure the areas where this convention is held are secure and safe. And, we'll get an opportunity to hear more about how they're preparing the city so that, the residents don't feel put upon or inconvenient, but the many, many visitors to this city coming all across the country and even across the world for this Democratic National Convention will be protected from unknown elements of violence. And unfortunately, our communities tend to be the ones that people look at as dangerous. So the meeting today, the press conference and all that is to help explain what has to be done just in terms of securing each neighborhood. So we're there, to report on that. Everything that happens is a mirror to us of what we've done that we need to correct. And this situation with the schools teaching sex in a way that many feel is just basic pornography, not wholesome, not healthy, not connected to family life, not preparing children for healthy relationships. We know that this is not how sexuality should be taught, but too many of us were not taught a correct way. So you can only teach what you know. And just telling somebody, keep your legs closed, or, don't be letting a boy touch you, or accusing some, when you see your pubescent daughter begin to beautify herself to attract, you being fat, I mean, how many of us heard all kinds of denigration of us when we were feeling our womanhood emerge and we were not guided in a wholesome, healthy, encouraging way at all?
Put that skirt down, girl. Come up here. Close your blouse up. Don't nobody need to see all of that.
So this is how we learn to feel shame about what is natural and part of our evolution into adulthood. We have to acquire a new understanding and a new method of teaching so that we can then reproduce it. Because you can't teach what you don't know and you can't lead where you don't know.
All right now.
All of us who have learned sexuality from shame, blame, and guilt, we don't have a proper reference to how to correct that. Only thing we can do is feel angry at the school because somebody stepped up and did it the way they thought it should be, which is a reflection of how they see sex. Disconnected from human interaction and connection and spirituality. They're teaching the way they know.
Right.
So
can I share something
in a better way? But first we have to incorporate it in our own being in a better way. Because if we still, and many of us, like Baba Swami talking about, many men are just as wounded as women in terms of having been assaulted as children and you carry the hurt, the shame, the fear, the self-condemnation. You carry all that with you until you eradicate it by understanding that the person who did that was twisted and sick themselves. And so that way you're not carrying your whole life a feeling of unworthiness, because that's what that'll manifest even in you're not being able to achieve goals, because you don't feel worthy, because you feel dirty, you feel nasty, you feel sinful, all these things that the religious community tells you you are if you have sex or sexual contact and you're not married and all of that. So we have a lot of work to do on ourselves first so we can get all of that sickness out of us. And we need to be able to see sexuality in the totality of life itself, of love, reproduction, the beauty of creation. All of that needs to be a part of how we see our bodies and ourselves. You can't be well if the foundation of your teaching is that the first man and woman were sinful because they were naked and they had to cover up because they were ashamed. I mean, if that's not your foundation, then you have to first correct that belief system that says there's something about your body that's shameful. There's nothing shameful about it, but we choose privacy because we understand that there is a natural mechanism in our mind that is aroused to procreate. And we choose to mute that so that we can focus on other things. And we also, I mean, we have a practice of circumcision. Why are you cutting off the covering of a man's reproductive organ? It's there for a purpose. It's to protect you from arousal that you don't want to have until you're ready to be aroused. Why are we?
Wow, I never knew that.
Yes, there's things that there's no purpose.
Wow, I never knew that.
The hood isn't to be removed until you become adolescent. That's part of adding the essence of being able to keep that under control.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the other part that...
You have the ability to protect your very sensitive body from stimulation.
So that skin protects...
It's supposed to be there.
The foreskin is...
You don't know what was happening during that time, whatever reason they made that a practice. But if you don't know why you're doing something and it's not a good thing that it produces, then intelligence should tell you stop doing it.
Duh.
We keep doing dumb things, realizing that the outcome is something we don't want, but we do it anyway. Why?
Wow.
Stop doing things because it's tradition. Stop doing things because a book that you follow tells you to do it and you don't even know the origins of the book or who wrote it or where the words came from. If something is hurting you, that means you're not supposed to do it.
Mm.
Very simple. We got our own internal guidance system that always tells us when something's right and wrong. We keep ignoring it because tradition says you do this anyway. Mm. God said you did. There's nothing the creator tells you to do that's going to hurt yourself. Nothing.
What do we say about tradition? We had a quote. Somebody called in here and said something about
what's about the
dead
people
dead
telling you what to do? Something like that.
Yeah.
I forgot the quote, but it made sense. You have people who are dead that are setting your agenda for what you should do
right now.
And you're
40
your
years
time.
Ago. 400 years.
And it's really important that what we're doing while, you know, you all are sitting there in Chicago and Naima's there when they're getting ready to have a Democratic convention. July 3rd, 1899 is where the juvenile court came into existence in Illinois in Chicago because they saw the need for not trying children in an adult court, because there were a lot of things that were damaging to make children do certain and react to certain things. And so they created the first juvenile court in the country, was there on July 3rd, 1899 in Chicago. That's where it began, because they saw a need to be able to have that child be able to express itself with people that understood children get damaged and hurt people. And so we had needed to see how these children were becoming criminalized and we needed to see how to start to fix them before they became adults at 21. And this is why they set up the juvenile court there in Chicago, Illinois. That's where it began.
Wow. Had no idea. See, that's why you have to stay connected to the elders, because they have the information. You look at seniors walking across the street, and they may be a little slow. Get some patience, because you need to hear what they have to say. And if you can slow down long enough and quiet enough and get all the noise out your head and do this, you might learn something, like we do here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show, which airs.
Now, look at what he said. Look at what he said about the juvenile justice system. How unjust is it to lock up a child? Anytime a child acting out, it's because something happened to them. Just like children get molested, they get abused, they have all kinds of things that happen to them, and they don't have a way to protect themselves from adult behavior. So they're going to act out. So instead of us digging to find out what happened that twisted their behavior and made it harmful to themselves or someone else, we punish them. We lock them up. Mm-hmm. We call them bad.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, they're basically being a mirror to what was done to them. Bullies are children that are treated badly at home, and they learn that
right.
I feel better about myself if I make somebody else feel bad the way I was made.
Right.
And where do gangs come from? Gangs came from children saying, there's nobody to protect us, so we'll protect ourselves.
Become the playground bully where they're beating up other children. Well, we need to find out who introduced them to that behavior.
Mm.
It's usually coming from inside their home. And fix that situation rather than punish them for showing you what you did to them, because that's what we basically do when we punish a child. Children are not bad. No one's born in sin. You're born with many traits and possibilities, personality traits, genetic traits, but you're not born bad or sinful. You're not born naturally with a natural propensity to disobey. None of that. All of that is a lie. And I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody whose religion teaches that, but if you can't learn from watching, if this show didn't teach you that whatever we've been teaching is misdirected, then you're not paying attention. Everything that we're experiencing is letting us know what has to change. What did they say? Doing the same way and expecting different results is insanity. So we know that the teachings that we've taught that make people hate themselves, feel shameful, feel guiltful, despise their sexuality, do sex in secret, which means, you know, sex with a child so the child can't say no. That's why all these children are getting molested, because you have people who have unhealthy shame-based beliefs about their sexuality, probably got molested as children themselves, so they end up acting out and molesting other children and damaging children generation after generation after generation based on a misteaching that says that you are shameful and born sinful and your body is sinful and nasty and dirty and you don't talk about certain parts of it. All of that teaching is destructive and produced exactly what we were talking about today, what we're seeing in the school system. People who have a misshapen understanding of sexuality. So that should teach us, based on the fact that this is the outcome of what we've been doing, that we need to do something else. And we need to do it now.
And see, the part that we're looking at, we're focused on the word sex. That is a word in which was created by Sigmund Freud, and the part of it was the sex. It's the spirit, because it's a spiritual energy exchange in order to create another spirit. And what we have is that we have what is called coitus, that's intercourse, in order to create those types of recreation. You know, you don't have homosexuality in the animal world, except that we've kind of domesticated dogs to where they run and they hump each other. And that's because we've taken them out of their natural environment and made them live in our homes and sleep in our beds and lick in our face and do all of that. So we're doing things that is out of order. And it is not natural in the way that we're doing the child rearing. Just like you said about the circumcision. or they used to have in the continent where they would clitoral incision. And that the thing that we have to understand, these are ways and methods of someone else's culture. And when you mix, this is why I talked about epistemicide, the taking away of the knowledge and how we did what we did to become the human beings that are still here. We had a certain way in which we lived to survive. This whole epistemicide and this whole genocidal process. Because when we no longer became, when our child came out of the womb and took its first breath, you're no longer worth $300 as you was being in captive and being and put in shackles to do the work for other people. So now we are looking at how can we get rid of some of these people and to specially feminize the male energy because he's been conquered. So now we want to feminize his energy. We want to masculinize the female, but the matriarchal has always been the head of the family because every man on the planet has a... He came from a woman, so how are you going to be greater than your mother?
I agree 100%, Baba Kwame. We got a couple of more calls we need to get to, 515-605-9325 or... 727-731-5192 as we go to the phone line, 336-350. What's your name? What's your question or comment as it relates to, is your child being taught pornography in school without your permission? And where are you calling from? Unmute yourself. Hi, who's this? Okay, your hand was up, but you didn't respond, so we have to go to the next call, which is 302. Nope, that's not 302-304.
I already spoke. You already spoke with me.
Wonderful. Well, wonderful. Thank you so very much. I just forgot to close your mic. 407, is that Beata? Beata, did you have something else to say, dear? I see your hand is up.
No, I thought you muted me already, but thank you, Zelda, and great discussion, and I think my final word is the solution is be active in your school district and your government to make sure they're family friendly. That's the problem. When the vice president sets the example by going to a Planned Parenthood facility and promoting abortions, we're in big trouble. So you better have control in your community and your state if you want to see a change. That's my comment.
All right. Thank you so much, my sister from another mister. That is Viata. Health and Wellbeing on Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and on Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Soul Purpose.
You know, you mentioned the abortion issue, and once again, if you look at what's happening, it's showing us what needs to be corrected. There is no reason why women do not understand exactly when they are fertile. When every female of every other species on the planet understands their bodies and know exactly when they're fertile. Why don't we know this? Again, because of misteaching, twisted religious teachings that make us believe that there's something dirty and sinful about our bodies so that we don't learn our bodies. We don't explore and observe our bodies and understand our natural cycles of development and pass down that information to our daughters so that they understand exactly when they are fertile. If you're teaching your child that everything that's below your belt is nasty, dirty, don't look at it, don't talk about it, don't mention it, and all you know is there is blood at some point in the month, you've been done a disservice. We as females should know the science of reproduction. We should know exactly when our bodies are fertile. There are signs. And there's no reason for us not to know when every female of every other species on the planet knows exactly when they're fertile. And they only mate when they want to procreate. You ever watch a pair of lions? And the lion, he'll follow that lioness around for 4 or 5 days, just begging, and she'll be like, no. When she's ready, then she
chooses to say, yes, and they do what they do.
Right.
But she decides, based on the fact that she knows when she's fertile, she knows when she's ready. Now, how come we don't have the capacity to do that? Sex is not something that you don't have the ability to regulate or decide, okay, this day, yes, tomorrow, no, because I'm not trying to have a child. Sexuality should be something that we are organized about, just like birds, bees, wolves, bears, you know, every species has a specific that they choose to procreate. They choose when their food, whatever it is plentiful. And they're very organized communities. They make sure their children are fed, you know, in the spring when there's food. So they know if their children are going to be born in the spring, then wintertime is when you mate. The females know exactly when they're fertile. So we're the only ones that having babies, having sex, you know, not understanding anything, shaming people when they get pregnant, throwing the children away because, you know, they're, oh, you had a child out of wedlock. We do all the backwards things that no other species does, other than, like Baba Kwame said, when we introduce them to an unnatural environment, we domesticate them and take them out of nature, and then we see the same unnatural behavior that's in us. But when they're in their natural environment, they're procreating in season. The female knows when she's fertile. You don't see aberrations like rape. You see it when an animal has been taken out of their natural environment, such as in a zoo or something like that. But otherwise, there's a natural rhythm to life. We as women should be able to know the exact day of the month that we are fertile. Why don't we know? Why isn't that taught? We have all kind of sexual acts taught in school systems, but nothing that teaches you the signs of knowing when you are fertile. How twisted is that? How unhelpful is that? Yeah, you can tell the child how to stimulate their body, but you can't tell them scientifically how to know when that egg
don't want you to know
is dropped in position
don't
to be fertilized
to
because your body's going to show you certain signs. You can't teach that, but you can teach the sexual positions and everything. How is that helping when you're not teaching the main thing that's important, which is preparing your body for reproduction? How come we're not teaching nutrition to prepare a woman's body
for
reproduction?
They don't want you to know.
Teaching men to make sure that, or even things that you shouldn't do that would decrease the strength of your reproductive system. We're teaching things that has nothing connected with life and wholesome and familyness. We teach the shame part, which is not helpful. But we don't teach the science. We don't teach the emotional connection. We don't teach the spirituality.
We taught what we've been taught. Yeah.
We taught what we've been taught.
Yeah. And we don't go any further than that. We don't do any homework and investigative work to see if that could be true. Go ahead, Baba.
What you're speaking of is divine intelligence and artificial intelligence. It's gotten to this point. The artificial is, and then we have to look at how did they do through media and to entertain you, to reprogram you by watching things in which are not conducive to yourself. Because when you put a child in front of a television that Days of Our Lives and you see all of this interacting male and female, you're stimulating the mind of the child to think this is the way we're supposed to do.
Right.
And it's not the way, because that is not the natural way of what, like Naima was sharing. There is a season and a reason for your body's reaction. And what we have to understand is that you are the one that takes control of your vessel. And when you allow someone else to enter into you and detain you from your natural flow and create an unnatural flow by music, gyration, sex on television, magazines, all of these things put influence into a child's mind. Do you know that by the time a child reaches 2 or 3 years old, it's been heard going through the ears of that child? all of the things in which is in the environment that it listens to, hears other people talking about, and will be able to watch, because we now used to give our children grandma's lap time, that she would be that grandma would hold that baby and nurture it and talk to it and do the right thing and putting the right spirit into it. Now grandmothers give the children laptops, mm-hmm. and that is getting ready to take them into another realm that is not human.
And that is not a good thing. People are always asking me, Zelda, do the people that you service for the homeless, do homeless people have sex? You know what? I never ask them, y'all, so I really don't know, and I really don't care. So that's the question. I really don't care.
If they do, so what?
Oh, well, like, do you have sex? Wow, you asking me. Anyway, if you'll go to our Instagram page, HLN, that's what I said. I'm sorry, Instagram.com/HLN.homeless.project. I want to give a shout-out, a thank you to EAA Chicago for donating a portion of the food, and also to our third Saturday host, Deborah Smith, Move Around with Deborah, for her continued support of the homeless and helping feed them and clothe them and nurture them and let them know that they're loved, even though they may not feel like it, they are. And if you are one of those people who can appreciate the work that we do for the homeless, we go out and feed them every Friday around 3 or 4 o'clock, and we cannot do it without you. So we appreciate your donations, and if you would please keep those donations coming in, we'd greatly appreciate it. For Cash App, it's Zelda Speaks, the number 2. Venmo, it's Higher Learning Network, NFP. And for Zelle, you have to email me, zeldaspeaks@gmail.com. And for PayPal, higherlearningnw@yahoo.com. And you can also go to our website, which is higherlearningnetwork.org. So I just want to share that with you this morning. Thank you so very much for being a part of this show. And share this with someone else, because not everybody knows that there are so many people who are working every day who are homeless, and you think they're going home, they're going to live under a bridge, in a corner, in a car, or just walk the street until they just fall out somewhere. So be grateful that you are in a place this morning where you have access to heat and light and electricity, that you can even hear and see this broadcast. So I said all that to say this is to remind you of how blessed you are and anything that you can share. We like the kind that jingles, but we prefer the kind that folds, if you know what I mean. and you can always contact us at thehigherlearningnetwork.org, or you can always text me at 312-383-9749 for updates. As we close out this section, it is 10 o'clock. I do believe Naima goes live. It's 10:37. So let's get some final closing thoughts in here.
Yes, well, I would say for those people who have children in the public school system and you're distressed about what you've heard and what you've been hearing, what is this telling us? Anytime someone abuses you that has been placed in authority over you, that's your sign that you need to not allow that entity, that organization, that being to be an authority over you, but take responsibility for yourself. Seek out a school system that you control, even if it means a school online where you can create your own home environment that's healthy and nurturing, and you can create the curriculum for your child that's going to help them grow into a very confident and creative, self-managed adult. Find ways to teach them about reproduction that is enhancing and encouraging their expression of creative energy and allowing them to love themselves without self-contempt or shame. Seek and find. The internet is a wonderful tool to help you find exactly what you need, but take responsibility. Stop trying to make somebody else do something, because people are going to do exactly whatever their consciousness allows them. They're where they're at. You're not going to take somebody who has a certain point of view and make them do what you want them to do for your child. Take responsibility for your own child's education. That's what these things are teaching us. All of these are lessons. Take responsibility for your life. If people are feeding you bad food, take responsibility for learning how to grow food yourself. If people are teaching your children bad things, take responsibility for learning and teaching yourself. Take responsibility. If people are telling you things about God that makes you think that God hates you, take responsibility to talk to your creator yourself. Get it from the one who can talk to you directly and stop listening to people who are steering you in ways that are making you hate yourself, hate your children, and believe that
your
community are not worthy of the best.
And your
community.
Yes.
So all of these things that are happening are teaching us to take responsibility for creating the kind of society we want to live in and stop letting people define your life for you. You have the same power as every human being on the planet. No one has more power than you. No one. Know this and get that word from your creator that will confirm it and will confirm that you are loved beyond measure. You were never a filthy rag, a sinner, or any of these ugly things that you've been told you are that made you hate yourself and hate your body and not talk about what someone did that violated you. Express those things. And acknowledge what happened. It shouldn't have happened. You're not a bad person. And sexuality is not dirty, nasty, or sinful. It is spiritual energy exchange between two souls that binds them together in oneness. And it's a beautiful experience. Do not allow someone else to make it ugly. Take responsibility for your life.
Amen. Well said. Minister Jones, you want to give us a closing thought?
I have the lady who can do the follow-up for you. She has more information. And we as a people, God said charity, I believe, begins in your own home first, and then it spreads abroad. We have to go and rescue our own children, and starting with our black male seed who has been thrown in jail unjustly. And also, we have to turn off the television, because so many of us have been deceived and don't even know it, even as far as crime is
concerned. How do we turn off the TV when we have been programmed since birth? How do you do that?
The way that you do it is, and I'll tell you how I did it. When I lived in Oak Park, I had 3 bedrooms upstairs, and back then, now listen, my children are 35 and almost 40. And I said, wait a minute, my children, this is bad stuff. Now, this back there when things were halfway normal. And I took all the televisions out of my children's rooms. And my grandchildren, I said, no cell phones, no internet in the room. No, they don't have a computer, no laptop. You got to pull it out. The lady said something so correct. They're doing something now called data mining. I didn't tell you all that. Bill Gates then wrote a contract with the Board of Education. When the child sits down there, they get about 15,000 pieces of information per day from each child. They program the computers, and they tell the children answer according to that. Listen, they already got them on the One World Order system, because all of their information that they're getting when those children are on the computers, that they're programming about you and what you're doing and where you live and where you're dead, all they're keeping that and storing that information.
Yes, they are.
It's called data mining. I have the contract.
Hey, can I end the show, baby? So much for your passport. Gotta go. So thank you so very much for sharing that information. Please email me the information so we can have that woman on board, because we all need to know. Thank you, Baba Kwame. Sun Horse from Georgia. Thank you, all of our listeners, all of our viewers. Thank you, Naima. Come to a place where she's about to go and do what she does with the Media Connection and on air everywhere. see you tomorrow morning right back here at 7 to 9 a.m. with the Gathering of the Grill on the Female Solution. Be sure and share this video with someone. And thank you so much for calling.
Shalom.
Shalom. Have a great day.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Assalamu alaikum. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadek. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the On Air Radio Network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. Your children or adults to be enrolled in podcasting, you want to learn how to make money podcasting, then you need to join us.
And Denise, before you go, please go. I don't know if you knew this or not, but I am a I reversed type 2 diabetes. Is yours type 2 or type 1 that you've just been diagnosed with? Type 2. Perfect. Because that's what I had, type 2. And I reversed it over, it took about 6 months. It depends on how persistent you are with it, but I did it. And there's a free download for you, which consists of the drink that I drink every morning. And just remember, you are not drinking for taste, my dear. You are drinking for nutrition and health. And let me tell you what the 7 ingredients are. Apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, and turmeric. It does not sound appetizing, but baby, it does pretty good. And that recipe free to you and anyone else who wants to go and download it at diabeticdonut.com. That's diabeticdonut.com. And there's also a Facebook page with that name as well, Diabetic Donut ABC. So please, I just ask that those who go and download the free ebook on how I reverse type 2 diabetes to please like and subscribe and share.
Hello, everybody. I am your girl, Frazier, one of your pals. When I'm online, I am going to the feed. I'm so sure and you should too.
Valentine's Day is coming up, but I call it Self-Nurture Day. And I read this from my very first book, Inspirational Conversations, that used to be on Troy Tyler Show on B103 and on Gospel Radio 1390. I said February 14th, Happy Nurture Yourself Day. Today and every day is one of the best days of your love life. Live it as if it were your last. Don't wait on the roses, dinner, the party, the candy, or the call. Love your own self today by doing the things you want someone else to do for, to, and with you. If you can't be happy by or with yourself, what makes you think he, she, or it will make it any better?
Ooh,
you need to prove that. True love does not come wrapped, bathed, or clothed in anything. True love will pour from your being like an age-old wine waiting for the cork to pop. Today, pop your own cork. Love yourself as no one else can, because nobody knows better than you.
Amen.
Hug yourself and tell yourself, I love you. Happy Self-Nurture Day. Happy Self-Nurture Day to you today and every day. So please do something to make yourself happy. And thank you. Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing. Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Well, I play me. I play Val
Warner in Chi-Raq, which is really cool. So when people see this movie, they are literally seeing Val, and I am a reporter in the movie.
We talk about the violence, but what can we do?
I think we got to be engaged, and I think engaged in a number of things. In our block, in our home, in our neighborhood, we got to be engaged. We got to fight the issues. We got to fight a government that is abandoned, you know, its whole communities on the south and the west side. We got to fight a governor who's cut out every youth employment program, who's cut out violence prevention programs, who's abandoned our communities and the poor and the vulnerable. And I think we got to reach out to our brothers on the street and love them and respect them and help them, not just demonize them.
You do and how much of a genuine heart you have, and if you're coming from a good place, people are going to criticize if they don't agree with what you're doing.
Yo, what's up? It's your man Tony Schofield from 106.3 Chicago's R&B, and you are watching Men on Higher Learning. Now, I used to hang around with some men that was into some higher learning. It just wasn't that kind of higher learning, but I got myself together now, okay?
What is it that you do in your quiet time, in your meditation time, that allows you to bring us the films that you do?
I sit courtside the Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena.